Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second, the right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting third, the first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting seventh, the catcher, Phil Massey. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Sibby Sisti. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bill Voisel. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Bill Voisel. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Hank Skins. Batting second, the first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third, the center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth, the catcher, Bob Skeffing. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Clarence Mattern. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jeff Cross. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dutch McCall. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dutch McCall. And now, play ball. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky takes first base on ball four. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Stanky moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCall spins and fires to second and Cross drops the ball. That's an error on Cross. Stanky scores. Holmes moves to third. It's 1-0, Braves. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torgerson for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mattern. Elliott reaches second base with a double. Holmes scores. It's 2-0, Braves. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Jeffcoat. Russell reaches second base with a double. Elliott scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Braves. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skins misplays the ball. That's an error on Skins. Russell scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Braves. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti hits a line drive into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Voisel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sisti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Russell, who is chasing the ball. Pafko reaches third base with a triple. Jeff Coat goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1 Braves. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sisti fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sisti. Pafko scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Braves. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Voisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voisel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops it up and throws to first, with McCall covering, for the out. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-1 in the game. Holmes strikes out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-1 in the game. Torgerson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Skeffing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sisti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Cross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cross strikes out. Two outs. Dutch McCall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCall hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Elliott hits a line drive into left field. Mattern picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mattern. Elliott moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cross scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Elliott moves to third. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Russell strikes out. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-1 in the game. Massey hits a pop-up towards short. Cross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hankskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 0-for-1 in the game. Skins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Holmes. Skins reaches second base with a double. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-1 in the game. Waitkus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Skins moves to third. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Skins scores. Waitkus moves to third. It's 4-3, Braves. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Waitkus scores. One out. It's Braves, 4, Cubs, 4. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0-for-1 in the game. Skeffing hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 4. The Braves will come to bat. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cross scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Voisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voisel is 0-for-1 in the game. Voisel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Stanky hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern is 0-for-1 in the game. Mattern hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Cross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cross is 0-for-1 in the game. Cross bunts towards the mound. Voisel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mattern moves to second. Dutch McCall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voisel spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Voisel. Mattern moves to third. Cross moves to second. Red Barrett now pitching. Dutch McCall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCall is 0-for-1 in the game. McCall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Skins hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mattern scores. Cross moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-4, Cubs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Waitkus takes first base on ball 4. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-2 in the game. Holmes takes first base on ball 4. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. Torgerson bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Skeffing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Holmes moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Russell hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-5, Braves. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-2 in the game. Massey hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Braves. Emil Kushnow pitching. Sibby Cisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisti is 0-for-2 in the game. Cisti hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Barrett, and towards Cisti, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0-for-2 in the game. Skeffing hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 5. The Braves will come to bat. Red Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cross misplays the ball. That's an error on Cross. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Stanky bunts towards first. Waitkus scoops it up and throws to first, with Skins covering, for the out. Barrett moves to second. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Holmes hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-3 in the game. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Barrett moves to third. Torgerson moves to second. Bob Chipman now pitching. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mattern hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cisti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Cross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cross hits a line drive into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough pinch hits for Bob Chipman. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 5. The Braves will come to bat. Ralph Hamner now pitching. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Russell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cabrera. Russell reaches second base with a double. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cross misplays the ball. That's an error on Cross. Sibby Cisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisti is 0-for-3 in the game. Cisti strikes out. One out. Red Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett bunts towards the mound. Hamner fields it and throws to first for the out. Russell moves to third. Massey moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Skins strikes out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Waitkus is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cisti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 5. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got 1 RBI. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cross scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0-for-3 in the game. Skeffing is called out on strikes. One out. Phil Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabrera is 0-for-3 in the game. Cabrera hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mattern hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cisti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 5. The Braves will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-4 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Russell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-5, Braves. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Massey takes first base on ball 4. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0-for-4 in the game. Sisti bunts towards the mound. Hamner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Red Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Jeff Cross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rube Walker pinch hits for Ralph Hamner. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Hankskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Skins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.